Becky Jazeel on Sunshine.
Right now, it's time for Midweek Motivation.
Some wise words.
You are wise.
To get you through the week.
Woo-hoo! This is Midweek Motivation.
Simon Smith joins us. He heads up Arise the Mighty Men. It is life coaching for men. How are you going, Simon?
I'm good, thanks, Beck. How are you this afternoon?
Very well.
Been now, treated well, International Women's Day.
Oh, look, I forgot.
Treated great.
It's not every day it's International Women's Day here on the drive show.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just stay here and be quiet. No, hey, look, it's been a great day. It's going to get even better because you're here to inspire us, Banks, back in the middle of the week. What's been on your mind in the last kind of 7 days?
The last week I've sort of been thinking a lot about silence, a bit of quiet time and you know, how we can actually benefit from that.
Yeah.
And I thought being on radio, it's probably not really appropriate to give the listeners a demonstration.
Yeah, we won't sit here and just...
Little cool. Alarm goes off if there's too much silence on the radio.
It's in fact, if there's 10 seconds of silence, everyone comes running down to the studio. So not the best idea, yeah.
No crickets and popcorn.
No. No. What are you bringing today?
The top 5 sounds that the morning show talked about a few weeks ago, actually some of them were in my favourites, but the top one of my favourite was actually the sounds of the Australian bush.
Mm. Right.
Now, you might naturally think that it's more of a visual than an audio sort of thing, but the bush, it can be so noisy at times, and at other times it can just be really, really quiet, deafeningly quiet. This week, go and find somewhere where you can be still and know who God is. For me, I love going out in the Aussie bush, as I mentioned before, and I'll go up to our local national park and just chill out there. Just take my Bible, take a notebook, take a coffee, and just try and shut out everything that's going on. And I got this as a bit of a discipline last year. Unfortunately, that got interrupted by a few things, so I've got to get that happening again. But there was one particular day where I went up there knowing the days where the lawnmower man would be out and there'd be lots of groups and things. I would avoid those times. But one particular morning I went out there, my head was just in a space where I just needed, you know, if I could find access into the caves up there, I could have just gone in and be great. But I got to my usual spot and the black cockatoos were out. Not one, don't know how many there were, you just couldn't count them, there were so many of them. But that morning there was also the kangaroos, there was plenty of ducks, ring-necked parrots, there was galahs, magpies, you name it, it's up there in the national park. The black cockatoos are giving us their symphony of the day, and the rest of the animals couldn't care less. And I sat there thinking, I've come here to spend some time in nature with God for a bit of quiet time. It just wasn't going to happen. But what really impressed me by the end of the time that I stayed there was actually how rejuvenated I felt, because I'd not only put the world aside to go and find a place where I could hear clearer from God, I could hear clearer from God because I'd absorbed myself in His creation. And just that time of being away from the concrete jungle and the white noise and the blue light and all of those things that we hear about these days that are not that beneficial for us in certain amounts, to just be out there with nature was just like, yeah, I really enjoyed this today. I felt rejuvenated. And the things that transpired over the next couple of weeks, I don't think I would have managed myself as well as I did if I hadn't have had that time to totally shut out and reset and just, you know, spend the time with God. Because drawing near to God is how He draws near to us. Yeah. We shut out the distractions. The Bible tells us that we shut out the distractions and we can not only hear clearer from God, we can see things differently. And as I said before, issues might have not been our business to be part of in the first place. So, you know, sometimes we've just got to butt out and then we can get on with what we're meant to be doing and build the relationships that are entrusted to us.
Totally. It's quite hard to do as well, to find that space we can sit there and just go, okay, I'm going to be still and know that You are God. Quite hard. It's easy to say, but when you go out there and try it yourself, you're like, oh, my brain, you know?
It's hard to shut your brain down.
Yeah.
But you've definitely inspired me to, I'm the same as you. In the bush, that's where I connect most to God. That's my place. And, you know, it's been a few weeks and you've inspired me. Yeah, we need to get back out there, sit in the silence, inverted commas, because we know the bush is anything but. But, definitely inspired me personally to get back out there.
That's great. We'll get out there, Beck.
I will.
Simon Smith, who heads up Arise the Mighty Men, life coaching for men. Thank you so much for coming in, and we'll catch up with you shortly.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.